By Mina Kerr Lazenby, Local Journalism Initiative reporter, North Shore News. Friends and family of the man who died cliff jumping in Lynn Canyon a week ago are fundraising to have his body returned to his home country. 21-year-old Harman Singh Sandhu jumped in at Twin Falls July 3rd but hit a rock and drowned. First responders pulled Sandhu from the water after he had been submerged for at least 20 minutes. Paramedics treated him at the scene before North Shore Rescue hoisted him from the canyon via helicopter, where he was flown to a waiting ambulance. North Vancouver RCMP later confirmed Sandhu died following the rescue attempt. Jatinder Singh Shahal and Manpreet Sidhu, via GoFundMe page set up days later, said they are devastated by the sudden loss of their friend. Harman was a beloved member of our community, known for his kindness and vibrant spirit, the post read. The page organizers said the funds raised will aid in transporting Sandhu's body back to India, where his family awaits to perform his last rites. Your contribution will help alleviate the financial burden on his grieving family and ensure that Harman can be laid to rest with the dignity and respect he deserves, it read. Please consider donating and sharing this fundraiser widely to honor Harman's memory and provide solace to his loved ones during this heartbreaking time. As of Thursday morning, the fundraiser had amassed more than $8,400 through 124 donations. Lynn Canyon has been a hotbed of dangerous activity in recent weeks, with local rescue services encouraging the public to consider the risks of swimming and cliff jumping as they flock to the local creeks to cool off amidst the hot weather. A few days after the fatal fall, District of North Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services members were called to rescue a cliff jumping intoxicated man in his 20s, and a few days later to a hiker who had suffered a twisted ankle. On July 6, two hopeful cliff jumpers were caught by park rangers attempting to cut down a tree in an unauthorized area near the falls. "We just want people to make sure they're aware of the dangers before they enter the water," Fire Chief Scott Ferguson told the North Shore News July 4. Ferguson urged anyone who is going into the parks to abide by the posted signs or bring their questions to park rangers. "They're going to be in a lot safer position than if they go in unprepared and not knowing what they're getting into," he said. District of North Vancouver Mayor Mike Little released a statement following the tragedy, extending his deepest sympathies to the family and friends of Sandhu. "Thank you to the first responders and park rangers who worked hard to rescue him and to help his friends," he said. "We want everyone who spends time in Lynn Canyon to get home safe. In the canyon, Lynn Creek is hazardous and unpredictable, and I want to remind everyone to be cautious and vigilant around the water." Read also: rescue of intoxicated cliff jumper from BC Canyon prompts safety warning.